1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The White House is defending its decision to unfreeze billions of dollars in Iranian funds for the release of five detained Americans. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
This is not a payment of any kind. It's not ransom. These aren't U.S. taxpayer dollars. And we haven't lifted a single one of our sanctions on Iran. Iran will be getting no sanctions relief.
Kirby says that money will be held in a supervised account that Iran will have to make requests from in order to draw funds. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are now working on ways to rein in AI.
Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and other tech giants are in Washington to talk with lawmakers on how they can regulate artificial intelligence. Musk with this warning.
The question is really one of civilizational risk.
He believes there should be a federal agency to oversee AI.
The reason that I've been such an advocate for AI safety in advance of sort of anything terrible happening is that I think the consequences of AI going wrong are severe.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Authorities have captured escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante, ending a massive two-week search in Pennsylvania. CBS's Pat Milton tells us how it went down.
He noticed that law enforcement was around him and started to crawl out of the area, and the police gave the command for their dog to chase, grab, and hold. And the dog was able to grab him by the scalp and held him for law enforcement to come.
Police say he suffered a minor bite wound. Devastating floods in Libya have now killed more than 5,000 people, but more bodies are being recovered every day. Here's CBS's Ian Lee.
With morgues overwhelmed, residents are placed on the streets they once called home. This hospital director says those not identified are photographed, numbered, and buried. Many end up in mass graves.
Parts of New England could get soaked by Hurricane Lee as it continues making its way up the Atlantic. Vanessa Corson's with Maine's Emergency Management and wants people to be ready.
Emergency supplies at home would include a three-day supply of food that doesn't require cooking, a gallon of water per person per day, and of course, don't forget about your pets, and some form of entertainment for your kids that does not require electricity.
The United Auto Workers Union says it's making progress, but still no deal as the clock ticks closer to tomorrow's contract deadline. Ingrid Young says she needs work.
We got bills to pay. I'm going to have to DoorDash or Uber or try something.
Strikes could still happen at a small number of factories on Friday if the two sides fail to reach agreements by midnight tomorrow.
At Staples, school savings are always in session. From art supplies and essentials to the latest tech, in stock and priced low. School on, save on at your local Staples store.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still
going
to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, September 14th. The ADRC-CW Finance Committee is meeting at 8:45 in Wausau. Then at 9:30, the Central Wisconsin Board will meet. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board will meet at 10. The PACE Commission will meet at 11. The Wisconsin Rapids Central Oaks Governance Board meeting will take place at 2 p.m. The Wisconsin Rapids Human Resources Committee meeting will take place at 3:30. The McMillan Memorial Library Personnel Committee will meet at 4. The Marshfield Fairgrounds Commission is also meeting at 4. In Portage County, the Justice Coalition Executive Committee will meet at 8 a.m., and the Agriculture and Extension Education Committee will meet at 7 p.m. The Stevens Point Board of Commissioners special meeting will take place at 8 a.m. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet at 4:30, and the Policy and Procedure Committee will meet at 5:30. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 44. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 73. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows level off around 52. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Chance for scattered storms on Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 3rd, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here at 3:30. We're going to welcome in Kim Shields from Encourage. Kim is bringing in Tessa Taylor, the executive director of the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra. Looking forward to talking with them. Right now, some of our favorite people to talk to, our friends from Family Natural Foods. We have Jamie and Katrina with us today.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, feeling good. It's Wednesday. It's midweek. Yeah. We're here, everyone. It's going to be great.
we know it's going to be a good show when we lead with you guys. We know it's going to be.
Well, I brought Jamie, so that's why it's going to be a good show. And you know what, Jamie, I didn't even tell you this yet. So yesterday with this sweet little lady that was in, I hope she's listening, and she was like, is Jamie in? I really like her, and she kind of knows all the things that are going on with my health right now. And for all of those that don't know Jamie, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. I recruited her for a few years because she's used to coming to the store. She's a teacher by trade. And I was like, hey, Jamie, I think you could work here. Like, she kind of felt like she was already working here when she wasn't.
Yeah.
So if you haven't met Jamie, you need to come in because she's the guru of... well, so many different things, mm-hmm. but just to name a few, let's see, essential oils, anything school-related, right, because she's a teacher. We have anything inflammation-related because she's been really good about abusing her body. but also, she's a forager, so she's got all this great, like, knowledge of different herbs and plants that grow around, and just an amazing human. So I highly recommend you get to know Jamie at the store.
Wasn't the first time you brought Jamie in talking about foraging?
Yeah,
I think it was.
And we talked essential oils too that time.
Yes, yeah. And I learned a lot from you about the foraging and that. I find that so interesting. And I learned talking with you about it, I learned a lot more about it than I think I ever would have known. So I thought that was a really fun conversation. We appreciate you being here, Jamie.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
So what is happening over at the shop, Katrina?
Okay, so there's lots of things. It's fall, which means a few different things. You know, it's new routines, which we'll talk a little bit about when we talk a bit of back to school. But something I want to highlight, because we're not going to have a chance to talk on air about it before she comes, but Dr. Tracy's coming, and she's talking all sorts of digestive health, which we've mentioned the date, and we've mentioned it before, but we're definitely going to just highlight it a bit more today. So Dr. Tracy is coming on Tuesday. This is next Tuesday, the 19th, and she'll be at 5:15 doing a presentation at Family Natural Foods. She was here in April, and Jamie, like, it was a good turnout.
Mm-hmm. It was a great turnout.
Everybody said, like, can she come back again? Mm-hmm. Can she talk longer? And it's so cool because they loved being here and they loved teaching, or, like, I should say she loves teaching. So they're like, let's make this happen again in September. So we're really excited to have her. So she's talked already about a lot of fundamental, foundational digestive presentation information. However, she's going to build on it. But if you have not been there for the first one, you can come, because she's going to talk about those things, and then she'll dive into a few other topics. Like, she's going to talk about, like, okay, parasites is not really a fun topic for any of us to say, but, like, parasites happen. They're around. Mm-hmm. You can get them through your foods. You can get them through, soils and things like that. So Dr. Tracy It's going to talk about parasites and candida, which candida is an overgrowth of yeast. And a lot of times it's because our diets that we're eating is high sugar, high carbs, and it feeds off of those things. So she'll talk about like different signs and symptoms to look for with that, as well as what to do. And then she'll, you know, be highlighting, oh, let's see, enzymes, omega-3s.
You know, even one thing that people may not realize about maybe a digestive health issue is the way your skin looks. Your skin is a window to your gut. So if you think you're, oh, I got it, I'm good, I don't really need help with digestion, but your skin's a mess, maybe you have eczema or acne, it's probably gut related.
Yeah, that's very true. And gut off of gut related, your gut is your immune system, right? So it's your gateway to all things, like your immune system. And you're talking like your face is also a really good window of like, how is your digestive system? But we're now going into the cold and flu season, so we need to keep our immune system up. So doing things for your gut to heal your gut. You might have leaky gut. You might have constipation, diarrhea, heartburn. Those are very common things that a lot of people don't even want to talk about. But there are ways to help and also heal your gut, not just take a pill and, you know, kind of Band-Aid effect. It's like, how can we heal it so you can maximize your nutrient uptake, right? Like your digestive system is how you absorb your nutrients through the food that you eat. I don't know about you, but I sometimes forget that, like, oh yeah, the foods we eat are giving us the vitamins and minerals we need for the day. It's not that it just tastes good. Like I think we eat more for taste versus for the actual intense nutrient uptake. And our digestive system does that and we need it. So we're going to heal that thing up.
Nobody in history has ever gotten excited to talk insurance. To dive into insurance, to talk to an insurance salesperson or any of this, but you're darn happy you have it when you need it. Knowing this information is the insurance of your body. It is important to understand more and more so that you know the things that Jamie is touching on with the skin. That's a great note. I didn't know that until listening to or reading some of Dr. Tracy's work, because I was not able to take in the survey. So I'm really hoping to be at this one.
Cool. It's on Tuesday at 5:15, nice, James. Nice. So hopefully you can make it.
I shouldn't be on air at that time. With that, I also thought of something else that came up with something she was talking about too, about this and how I used to always think that our feet were kind of the most disregarded part of our body that we just didn't pay enough attention to, but does so much work for us. That is in second place now because man, our stomach. Just speaking for myself, I didn't realize how much more attention I needed to be paying attention to that part of my body. I really felt like it's almost, well, that's a machine that's running. That one's taken care of. Is it plugged in? All right. We're good to go. We can just leave that, just let it run. It's a generator just running. That's not the case. Really, none of your body is that way. But thanks to somebody like Dr. Tracy that really not only is really so informed on this topic, but I think we touched on this last time, Kat. She is one of these people, like a Neil deGrasse Tyson type, that can break these things down to where even I can understand it.
Yeah, she's not going to give you like all these acronyms of like, what does this mean? She's like there to help you. There's a family member, not my family member, but someone we know who their daughter, who's like 4 or 5, has been dealing with digestive issues her whole 4 years. And they said that going to that presentation was like the most informative and it helped them the most. And they've been going to doctors for years. And they said that was the best. So it's really had a good impact on a lot of people that we've heard. So, yeah, definitely worth going. So that's going to be on September 19th. That's this next Tuesday at 5:15 at the store. So definitely come and come with questions because she will answer them.
Yeah. Bring your notebook. You know, you're going to want to take notes on this one. She's so informed on this stuff. It's going to be a really good conversation. We'll be talking about it on the air, making sure we send a lot of people your way.
Cool. Thank you. We appreciate that.
We got some other fun stuff coming up, too.
We do. Okay. So fall is FamNetch food sale, right? So 77th customer appreciation sale, which is wild.
So amazing. So amazing.
I was sending a message to a friend and I mentioned like, oh, I can't do something this weekend. It's the 77th customer appreciation sale. And then she was like, wow, that's amazing. I was like, it's an honor, actually. Like, I feel like, wow, I feel so, like, amazed on this legacy that my family has created and continued. And I sometimes just marvel at, wow, I get to live that and help the community. But really, it's the community that's helping us. So it's a thank you to the community. It's a thank you for coming, supporting us for 77 years and three generations. So come celebrate with us. Make it fun. Have fun with us. Get sales, door prize signups, free gifts, the whole shebang.
I can actually relate to this a little bit. Not on the family sense, although I feel some of that with my team here, but mm-hmm. working at a station that's 80 plus years old, there's not a day that I walk into this building not thinking about the people that made it so that I can be in this building, mm-hmm. All the people before me and everything, and this community that has embraced this station for over 80 years. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a certain pride that comes with it, but it's more of a humbling pride, more of a like, yeah. wow, I get to do this? Like,
yeah, an awe almost.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. It's part of the reason why I feel like it's the best, like, customer appreciation sale you're ever going to hear. Like, you guys go above and beyond. And while some places and some businesses will do this for a day or for a couple of hours, you guys just extend that.
Yeah, and I think with that, too, we have the sale, which we started doing like Friday and Saturday because not everybody can make it on a Friday. And it makes it extra fun and extra busy for all of us, too. But a lot of sales will continue even in the month of October because like some of our top lines, like Terry Natural, will be a continual through the whole month because we just love that brand. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a month-long sale and celebration of sorts. But you really want to come the days of the sale because there's way more fun. You can sign up for door prizes. That will happen those days, but it won't, you know, through the month. And there's a free gift with a purchase. That's really fun for the special anniversary days. And then we have different representatives that come, and they can help you with more specific topics or, tell us about the latest that you have going on. Mm-hmm. So that's really great. And we have food tastings, and we'll dive into, like, the nitty-gritty of, like, all the details, probably the next segment that we do with you in September. Mm-hmm. But it's so fun. Yeah. The energy is great. The people are awesome. It's a fun way to connect with people. You know, it's a community event, and it's a great way to save. So you can think like, all right, I use six of these per. Okay, how many do I need? And I can save X amount of money. So that's a good way to do that, too.
When we had the remote with you guys, mm-hmm. When Melissa and I got to go down there and hang out with you guys for the morning and kick our day off over there, one of the things that I picked up on that I haven't in all the times I've been in that store, but I am such a tunnel vision shopper. I'm such a, I'm going in here to grab this and I'm done, you know, kind of thing. I don't tend to, you know, Family Natural Foods, I look around, I'll talk to you and Steven or something, but I usually tend to be that way. During the remote, I'm watching people and I'm noticing, oh, these people were happy to run into each other. They haven't seen each other in a while. Wait a minute. Oh, these people are doing this. Oh, these mm-hmm. people are. Throughout the, 4 hours we were there, I saw at least three or four different people doing that.
Yeah.
You're so right about this. It's a great place. It is the number one place to get supplements, to find out more about your body and to how you can help it. But it is also a community hub. Mm-hmm. It is a place where people come and love running into each other, whether it is organically or not. And just kind of ran into a pun there a little bit. I didn't mean to do, but it is. It's out there. I can't change. I can't take it back. But it's true. It's one of the fun things about not only this sale, but about going to Family Natural Foods.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's. It's a thank you, and it's a come celebrate with us, and that will be October 6th and 7th, and so it'll be Friday 9 until 6 and Saturday 9 to 4. Come have fun. Yeah. Come celebrate with us.
Get ready for it, everybody. We'll be talking more about this, as Katrina said, the next time we get together.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I brought in the teacher with me because it's back to school month. Mm-hmm. We've talked back to school, but we want to highlight it a little bit, just a few things that maybe now that we have like a week or two of a rhythm for a lot of schools or going back to college. So again, this doesn't have to just be for kids. This can be for the parent that's going back to school. Yeah. This can be for the teenager. This can be for the young adult. This can be for the parent that's getting the kids ready and stressed and exhausted and all the things. So we just want to talk a little bit back to school now that there's a rhythm and maybe some fun tips that I don't know, maybe you and I have picked up over the years.
Yeah. You know, I always feel like I had to be one step ahead of my children at home, but also my students. Hmm. And troubleshooting, you know, what's going on? If there's a break in the learning because of a behavior issue, so it may be because they're tired or they're hungry or anxious. You know, providing them a place to just chill out.
Yeah, yeah.
Have those emotions. It's okay to have those feelings and emotions. But I think part of, like, what we wanted to talk about today is that we find that kids are more anxious now than maybe they were. There's more on their plate. I also have been learning a little bit about our nervous systems and how children at a certain age, I think it's like under 10, they actually borrow their parents' nervous system. Like, you know how you'll say, like, I'm flowing with you, right? Like, I sync up with you. So if you can think that way, but like, kids are learning how to regulate their nervous system, so their stress, their fight or flight responses, their kind of control their anxieties, and the people around them help guide them through that. Yeah. So their teachers, their parents, their caretakers, you name it, even, and so the nervous system is just so much more taxed these days. Like, I think of, well, I was just, you know, I did the rush of like, okay, everybody ready for school, and like, everybody got all their things for work, et cetera. And so I'm probably more excited in the mornings getting everything going, and more, maybe I should say anxious, not excited.
A little column A.
But kids also have that anxiety. And we were just talking to Affy at the store, and we were talking about like digestion and bowel movements, and some kids revert they revert behaviors because it's a new environment and it's different. And so there is a lot of anxiety, and anxiety can be different ways, we were talking about too, right? Like,
and as kids learn harder things, there has to be a struggle. That's how you learn. And I taught physical education at Howe Elementary, and I still remember handing out a jump rope to one student, and he just broke down crying because he knew he was good at catching a ball, he was good at throwing a ball, but he really struggled with that jump rope. We have to make kids, or have kids, struggle so they learn harder and harder things, which in turn causes stress.
We fall to learn how to rise. I think that plenty have seen the numbers and how hard our schools have been hit, whether it is having funding taken from them or teachers having funding taken from them or anything like that, or after school programs. We've seen the studies as far as education and our numbers globally, let alone here in this country. You want to do something about that? Here is where it starts. A kid is feeling better, they are healthy, they are that much more in tune in class, able to pay attention that much better, able to register and soak in that information that much better. It all starts with health. It all begins there. So much of it does, at least. Keeping your kids and kids in general healthy is vitally important going forward, because, again, I don't know if this is common knowledge or not. Turns out they're the future.
Oh, yes.
I was blown away by this, you guys.
Yes, children are the future.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think it's a really cool system, the way this has worked up. Let's take care of them. Let's help take care of them and spread this kind of information as well, because, you know, not imagining every single parent is listening to this show. Spread this some kind of information out there to people.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if there are things, whether it's for you or for your child, that helping calm that nervous system, or they're a little bit extra, they have a little more movement than maybe they should in the classroom, which I still think kids should be moving and grooving and they shouldn't be confined to a box. Yeah. But that's another topic, everyone. So we have some really great things for, it's called Calm Kids, or there's AnxioCalm, which is really great for just calming that nervous system, calming those stressors early on, that can really help just, it doesn't have to be an everyday thing either. It can be that time when you're noticing your kid's just extra anxious. So it can be occasional because it works really fast. Both Jamie and I have used it before and love it. It's really great at helping calm and even focus our energies too to some level. Yes. So it's a great one. And then with that, we just want to like talk a little bit about just like healthy foods / after school snacks, because we find that like, so being a mom of two little ones, I do find that, and you've noticed this with the kids you've taught or your kids or your grandchildren too, it's like after school snacks are vital and getting a little extra protein at that time, because usually they haven't eaten since, let's say, noon, depending on when their lunch break is. And then they now have like 3 to 3.5, 4 hours before they're actually going to eat, depending on if you're on the bus or not. And usually you don't eat for another hour or two before you get home. So they, I find behaviors come out the most when they get home. One, because they're hungry and they need a solid snack. Mm-hmm. And two, because their home, hopefully, is their safe place. Yeah. And they can let all of the emotions and all of the things that they've learned through the day, just let it out if they need to. So you might notice that rise of emotional and behavioral, just like, I need a downtime. But again, they don't know how to regulate their nervous system. They need a parent and somebody to help guide them. Or like I'd like to do, I'll like have coloring books out, or like let's read some books right away, because we just need chill time. Everybody's different, so ideally figuring out what your kids' chill is to help them regulate themselves from a busy day of learning and moving and growing and maybe conflicts at school or seeing things that you didn't see and you're questioning it. So those are things, but Jamie had ideas of fun food snacks and such.
That's a great topic.
I think, and I was talking with my grandson yesterday, and he was over this summer, and I had made overnight oats, and he had to have his mom have the exact recipe, because they were the best. So talked about the recipe, and he had them after school, and then went to gymnastics practice. They live over in Green Bay. And he sent me a video. He said he had so much more focus and energy after his overnight oat snack.
Nice, nice.
And he hit his double back dismount on the high bar.
Ooh.
It was amazing.
That is impressive.
Yep, it was very impressive.
Nicely done,
and
young man.
He said it was because of high protein.
Sure.
Good overnight
snack.
Oats.
Right.
So in that overnight oats, do you add like a dried fruit or a fresh fruit? What do you add in there? What's your like secret recipe?
It wasn't even a secret recipe. I got it on the internet. Seriously, the best place to get oatmeal or oats is Family Natural Foods. Mm-hmm. They are organic. You don't have to worry about any pesticides in them.
Yeah.
It's really cheap.
Yeah.
Really cheap.
Great.
And then I use pistachio milk, but they didn't have that. So they used an almond milk, fresh fruit, where they cut up some strawberries, blueberries, added a scoop of protein powder, some hemp seed, which is another added protein.
And fiber. And omega-3s, which is good for their brain and cognition. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
have the recipe at Family Natural Foods.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You could also add like a nut butter, right? You could do almond butter or peanut butter or something like that too.
Yeah.
So
you
could do all sorts of different things. I also think like that protein snack, right? So other ideas could just be like crackers, cheese, maybe even like a meat or something like that. Sometimes it's just like just an apple or something, depending on how soon you're going to eat, but just like giving them some quality things. And right now we have kids that are just busy doing other activities too, right? Your grandson's doing other sports afterwards, so they need to fuel their body even more and get that movement in. So just thinking about, okay, they're coming home, we're getting them a quality snack, and then maybe creating that downtime environment, or maybe it is that there's another sport or activity. So kind of figuring out that flow. And again, the first couple weeks are somewhat hard because it's a new transition for everybody from the flowing summer.
Yes, yes.
It helps that it's getting darker.
Yeah.
Earlier. Yeah.
We go to bed a little bit earlier, maybe. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of flow, again, remind you that the free lecture with Dr. Tracy Kreider coming up. Mm-hmm. That was the closest segue I had.
That's
thought
great.
That was pretty good.
It was great.
Come join us for this great free seminar. Dr. Tracy really, really is a wonderful speaker, mm-hmm. wonderful conversationalist, and really has some great information for you. So please check this out next Tuesday, September 19th, over at our friends over at Family Natural Foods. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good time.
5:15, come join us. Mm.
Thank you so much for the time, you two. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Looking forward to hanging out again real soon with our friends at Family Natural Foods. We'll talk more about your upcoming anniversary and plenty more.
Yeah, thanks.
Join them over at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, or give them a call at 423-3120. That's 715-423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, and do yourself a favor. Follow them on social media. God, I love your Instagram page. Really do. Great page. Be sure to follow them on social media and enjoy, everybody. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wood County Prescription Drug Take-Back event is scheduled for Saturday, October 28th. You can bring unused, unwanted, and expired medications to multiple locations throughout the county. If you have questions, you can contact Jacob Wagner at 715-421-8907 or email him at jacob.wagner@woodcountywi.gov. Science by the River is coming soon. The downtown family-friendly event is scheduled for Saturday, September 30th. New this year, there will also be a river cleanup volunteer project from 9:30 to noon. Interested volunteers age 15 and older can sign up to be a part of the cleanup crew. The Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market continues until October 12th. They are open Thursdays and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. With the cooler weather, vendors are putting out fall crafts. And mums, pumpkins, apples, and squash are in season. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 44. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 73. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows level off around 52. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Chance for scattered storms on Saturday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 57.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 3rd, 2023. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am welcoming to our WFHR stage some of our favorite people. We have Kim Shields from Encourage with us. Kim, good to see you.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate you. You always bring us a great guest, Kim, and you did not disappoint today. We have Tessa Taylor with us, Executive Director from the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra. Tessa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's great to be in Wisconsin Rapids today.
We appreciate the time and the opportunity to focus on this subject. We're going to get into that with you in a moment. But Kim, before we get into all of that, I wanted to get a little bit of an update with you about the endowment and grants, if you don't mind.
Sure, absolutely. So with our guest here of Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra, I just wanted to share a little bit of history. So our relationship with CWSO began back in 1998 with our first grant that was awarded. Mm. And over time, we have provided different community grants, so through that unrestricted pool I've talked about before, for master classes, workshops, community concerts, having guest artists. Mm-hmm. And then our most recent was to help support startup costs associated with the youth orchestra that Tessa's going to shed some great light on. And then in 2004, an endowment was established with Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra. And again, I know I've talked with listeners before about what an endowment is, but that's really to provide that perpetual support, mm-hmm. for that organization so that it helps provide operating or whatever the organization deems most necessary at the time. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great way to invest long-term in our wonderful nonprofit community. Mm-hmm. So that was back in 2004. But if we look at inception, you know, that first grant of 98, more than $72,000 has been provided by funding through Encourage to help support CWSO. And we're just so thankful to our donors that support our unrestricted grants, so we have the flexibility to respond to those requests that come in. Our donor advisors, we've had donor advisor support, and then obviously through the endowment to have that long-term support.
If I can, and not to be blunt or cold about this, but if the community didn't believe in what you guys were doing, you wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
You know, it's with our nonprofits, it's such good evidence of how much good work is being done because they're still around. And again, I don't say that in a cold way. I'm happy you guys are around. I love talking to you, Kim. I love all that. But it shows that, hey, the community backs what you're doing. Yes. It really supports this. We have evidence of it every month when you join us. And the data that you give us with that is always a nice added bonus to these to the information. But I think that you and I and many in our community see, you know, without even the dollars and cents, the impact that Encourage has in this community.
Thank you. You know, it's interesting you say that. We had a recent conversation with a donor, and you know, talking, if you look around the community, there's very little that Encourage hasn't helped or had a hand in or touched in some way. You know, a lot of people don't know about, you know, the firefighter memorial just up the street. You know, we help with that pass-through fund, the Dove Foundation and Dove's Nest, you know, the Performing Arts Center. We have a fund at Encourage that helps support that. We have wonderful supporters for general needs, changing needs, basic needs, arts, culture, education. You know, we're just so fortunate to have such a supportive community.
Well, and it's been a while since I thought of all of this together. That really pulls at the heart. Like just boom, 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 thing after thing. It's like, oh yeah. It just really gets you. That is a beautiful thing that is going on with Encourage and in our community.
Thank you.
I appreciate
you.
That, Kim.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and put Tessa on the spot.
Absolutely.
Talk to her. Tessa, thank you again for being here. Do appreciate the time and any opportunity to talk about the arts. I am going to jump on, let alone our own symphony orchestra that I don't feel like we get to focus on nearly enough here in Wisconsin. We've got an amazing symphony orchestra here, and I love the opportunity to be able to talk about it a little bit more. Before we get too far ahead, let's rewind a little bit, if you don't mind. Can you give us a brief history of the organization?
Yes, absolutely. So the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra is based in Stevens Point. We've been around, this is our 75th year, 75 years. Started in 1947, going into 1948 for our first season. And we started on campus at UWSP. We had a community orchestra, small and mighty, still Central Wisconsin based, where folks are coming from New London, Wapaka, even over here in Wisconsin Rapids, Wausau area, and even as far south as Madison, where some of the professors live and commute from. So 75 years of that, and
impressive.
Those musicians and those conductors and different directors over time has led us to where we are now today. Getting through a pandemic, with the support of Encourage and many other funders and supporters, we were able to get through the pandemic and launch our first full season back. Last year was a little bit smaller and mighty, but this year is our first full season. So our mission is to enrich, engage, and educate through the power and performance of live music. And we really tried to do that even through the last few years with smaller concerts, getting into the bigger concerts and full symphony of the 65 musicians this upcoming season. And many, I would say almost half of our musicians are prideful to live in the Central Wisconsin community. As I said, some do come from a little bit further away, like the Fox Valley area or Madison area, but at least 50 to almost 75% are really loving being in this area and that this community is so giving towards our organization.
This Central Wisconsin area, I think, in a sneaky way, is maybe the most artistic part of the state. We have so many creatives, and this is such a hotbed of creativity, whether we're talking about musicians or actors or painters or photographers. We've got such a good hotbed of that. It's not surprising to me that the people that are a part of this or have been a part of it over the years would feel that way about this area. I also think strategically, logistically, it just makes a lot of sense, too, having it in central Wisconsin. We're pretty much 2 hours away from everything in this state. So travel-wise, whether you're going to a concert or people are coming here, really makes a lot of sense. It's so cool to hear that about the university, about it getting started in Point. I didn't know that. I even did my homework on this, and I didn't know that. That's really cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was established on campus for a while, and we were named something else for a long time as well. And then I think only about 50 years ago, and forgive me if I'm kind of wrong, I'm kind of new, but about 50 years ago, we were officially renamed to Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra when we became an official nonprofit organization.
Yeah. What kind of events, concerts do you have coming up? What can we touch on with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, as I have all the posters in front of me to remind me, I have a celebration for the 75th anniversary this Friday.
Yeah.
That's going to be held in Stevens Point at the Holiday Inn and Convention Center. We're going to have Gray Cats, the band.
Yes.
They're going to play 70s music, of course. And we're going to celebrate our musicians, our past musicians, our conductors, our past conductors, board members, and all the successes that we've had over 75 years with this celebration. This Friday, September 15th from 6 to 10 p.m., we have a few silent auction and raffle items. Cool. Actually, a jewelry piece, since it's called the Diamond Jubilee.
Nice.
Is it donated from Liers. Liers has gave us a diamond 2-carat necklace that we will be having at the event. And instead of raffle tickets, we actually have something fun that I have planned where you purchase a diamond for $25 in order, and then that's your raffle ticket. So
Very nice.
Raffle item. Lee from Liers and his team will be there as well. And someone has to wear it the whole night to talk about it. So
somebody has to.
Right. I mean, and that's what he told me.
Beautiful with that necklace.
We have to decide who and if we're going to rotate and how we're going to get the word
You're going
to
rock that. You're going to rock that. That is going to look good.
I vote for you, Tessa.
Yeah, that's two votes.
I got
for
my
you.
70s Austin Powers attire ready to go. So
I don't even know you, and I got to see that image. I got to see that picture. That's awesome.
And we have a few other, you know, besides the jewelry piece, we have a few other events or things that you can go to in the music community. So we have an all-inclusive trip to Nashville, Tennessee, where it has guided tours, self-guided tours, and then your stay at a wonderful place downtown. And then a condo stay in Branson, Missouri in November, right before the holiday shows. A board member of ours, Kathy Trachty and her husband, donated that. And so that will be up for silent auction. And then we also have tickets to the Grand and the Performing Arts Center in Appleton. So two sets of tickets, Moulin Rouge and Mean Girls. And a dinner package with those as well. So those will be something to experience, go to, travel to. And so with those four things and then the jewelry piece, we just wanted it to be a fun, eventful evening. We will have history and information about the symphony over 75 years that we've been working on. Our symphony guild back in the day put together photo books and all sorts of fun things that we'll have out so people can not just listen to music and dance and eat a little bit, but they can you know, see our history and who we are and where we came from.
Yeah. Amazing prizes. Those are some of the greatest prizes I've heard in a long time. Those are really good. Moulin Rouge, amazing show. I've heard great things about Mean Girls, so those are great ones. But that necklace you were describing, like, I'm not even a jewelry guy, and I'm like, ooh, that sounds amazing.
It's simple and elegant. It's just a 2-carat diamond
beautiful
silver chain.
You guys worked really hard on this.
Yes.
It's got a really nice event put together.
Yeah, we're we're excited, and people can come enjoy a great evening. We'll have cash bar and these prizes and things that you can bid on, mm-hmm. and then some sweet and savory appetizers, and so it'll be great. We're excited to launch the season with this event, bringing our people together, mm-hmm. And something that the musicians don't have to play at. They can come and attend and that's enjoy so themselves. Cool.
Yeah, just be fans and just take in the music. That's cool.
So you have 70s attire. Is that recommended for the guests as well?
It can be. We have business casual or 70s attire.
Got it.
If you so wish. mine just happens to be, you know, pink slacks and an orange blazer.
Not bad.
Bright and colorful, yep. but also the businessy. So yeah. I also feel like my music director, Andy Moran, said that that's kind of an Austin Powers look. So I just kind of went with saying that.
Yeah. So when you said Austin Powers on this, I was thinking it would be great if we raised $1 million.
Yes, nicely done. As long as it's polyester, you should be okay. You should be covered as far as the 70s garb goes
right,
and everything.
Exactly.
It's a real fun event. What are the dates of the event again?
This Friday, September 15th.
Excellent. What do you got coming up next?
And then our season,
after that,
our season launch is in October. So we have four concerts of our main season, and we are thrilled to have more season ticket subscribers coming back since before COVID.
Our
numbers
news.
Have been slowly increasing in all of our outreach efforts in the summer with, you know, grant support and community support has really led us to where we are today. So our first concert on October 14th, Toast to the CWSO, we are playing Toast of the Town Overture. So that was just the main theme of that concert.
Choice.
We're highlighting two of our musicians, Stacey Burke on English horn and Brent Turney on trumpet for Quiet City by Copeland. And we are excited to launch with this concert leading into the rest of our season. Our December holiday concert is December 9th and 10th, and that will be featuring the movie The Snowman, the old movie The Snowman.
When you
Google it, you see some of the new weird
ones.
This is the old children's book that became a movie. And then some other movie favorites that the orchestra will be playing. So that's the movie with live orchestra. And then our February concert, February 17th, Legends and Heroes, will be featuring works by Dvorak, Beethoven, and then our Jenkins Family Young Artist Concerto Competition winner. So this is a high school student in the central Wisconsin area that auditions and is selected by musicians and judges of the CWSO that wins the competition and performs with us this day.
Wow.
They also get a cash prize to perform, and it's handed to them by the Jenkins family on stage.
Oh, man.
So it's a wonderful day, although the competition is coming up here soon. Mm-hmm. People, students in grades 9 through 12 have to register by the end of the month, September. Okay. And auditions are held in October for this performance in February.
If they want to register, where can we send them?
CWSO.org.
Excellent.
And then you can find the Jenkins Concerto Competition tab, and all the information and rules and regulations are there.
Very cool.
If I could interject, if somebody is interested in supporting the fund, that is a new fund here at Encourage, the Jenkins Family Music Education Fund, and anybody can contribute to that, and that actually will support this youth concerto competition. Which is incredible.
It really is. That's awesome. That's very cool. Oh, is that going to be a fun one?
Yeah.
Boom, boom. We got two great events already. I don't know. Where are you going next, Tessa?
Our last concert.
You set the bar. Okay.
Our last concert is held in April. So just two in the fall, winter, and then two in the spring here. So April 13th and 14th, we actually have one of our musicians is composing a piece for us.
Cool.
We commissioned him to compose a piece for our 75th anniversary.
Wow.
So we are featuring Keith Powell's Melting Point, Melting Pot Overture. We're also going to play, perform Shostakovich, a cello concerto. We're flying in a New York cellist to perform with us. And they're also going to be doing a masterclass at UWSP with some students.
Wow.
So we haven't had a visiting guest artist from afar in a while.
Yeah.
So our music director had you know, thought this would be a great opportunity, mm-hmm. especially to end the season with a guest artist yeah. that is coming from who knows where. She's yeah, coming yeah. from another area. Yeah. She's flying in, playing this Shostakovich cello concerto with us, and that will be really, really fun to end our season with. And then we have a Tchaikovsky Symphony number 4. And then we also thought we would throw in a mystery piece. We're going to be announcing it at our October concert that people can cool. vote until I think the end of the year. I think we're deciding from October to December. You can vote on the mystery piece. There's going to be, I think, 5 or 6 to select from. And then that's what we would perform based on how many votes come in the April concert. To end the last concert, the last piece, we had community contribution of what that would be. So we thought that would be kind of fun to add
real
in this
fun.
Year, too.
Definitely.
Very
so
fun
I,
idea.
So is it announced ahead of time, or do will people find out at
yes,
the concert?
Yes, we will announce probably after the votes are in January.
Okay.
And then we'll let everyone know where the votes are, make sure you get your last vote in, and then cut them off. And then and then we can get the music ordered and get the orchestra prepared. So
nice.
That will be fun. We'll have emails and information go out on how people can vote for that soon and kind of go from there. So big stacked season leading
yeah.
up after the event on Friday, and nonetheless, all of the other amazing things.
Be curious to see how many requests for Freebird you get. No. I do want to send a shout out to Keith. Keith's awesome. He's such a great musician, such a talented human being, and what a great idea for him to write this. That's that's really smart. That's a very fun way to wrap up the season, but also a very full circle kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
These events are great. I mean, just a credit to you guys and your team there coming up with all of this, and the great prizes and raffle things, and the idea with the music selection that there is, bringing in the guest. Just, I could talk for hours about any one of those events. They're all really great. Mm-hmm. Something comes to mind, though, Tessa, as you're talking about this, and I always like to think of what art does for the community, how art does so much more than just entertain us. If it was just entertainment, that's good enough. Human beings have needed entertainment since we were drawing, putting drawings on caves. We've always needed entertainment, and that has its place in society, and an important one at that. But I love, especially in this day and age when we've got writers and actors strikes going on, to speak to the importance of art in the community, how big art is and how important it is.
Right.
All this stuff we're talking about, they're going to have advertisers. They're going to have businesses attached to these. We have a nonprofit attached to this with Encourage. That brings all of these things to eyeballs, to ears, to people, to their senses that they may not hear otherwise.
Absolutely.
The arts are such a avenue for that, such a pipeline for issues or for mom and pop businesses or advertising anything, any of the above, let alone the fact that we love to take in this art, that everybody loves to be entertained. It has an economic impact on it, too, that we can't even put into numbers necessarily, how many people we reach through these events.
Absolutely.
They're a lot bigger than I think we kind of realize at times, especially those of us that are really close to it and love arts. And I mean, I'll go for the music. I just want to take in the music. I love that part of it. But sitting in this chair, I'm really spoiled that I get to see and talk with people like Kim all the time and other nonprofits and see how much art really can impact a community. That part of it is important. And I always like to make sure that if we are looking for volunteers or anything like that, is that anything that you guys are interested are looking for? Volunteers, any of the above?
Yeah, absolutely. So we look for volunteers to help usher at our concerts. So sometimes that's students with their parents, especially with our youth symphony program, which I can touch on in a few minutes. But we are also looking for committee members. So we have some subcommittees of not just the board of directors, but other community members that can join those. So that would be like our special events committee to help with the event on Friday. Who's going to blow up the balloon? Who's going to put all the things together and planning with that? And then we also have a development committee of how to reach more supporters and sponsors in the area, marketing committee, how can we reach more area to market the best and most effective way. So within all of those areas, we are looking for more board members. We're looking for committee members that can give us their time and some of their you know, whatever they have to offer, I guess, I suppose. And then if they're interested in attending the concert for free, be an usher, help us there. So that usually gets people pulled in.
Oh, yeah. Get me going. You mentioned the youth orchestra. I want to make sure to touch on that before we wrap up.
Yeah, so we recently took over, and when I say take over, it's been a program in the community for 10 years, almost 10 years. So the Central Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra Program, it's a mouthful. We call it SWYSOP.
Oh, I like that.
So we are looking to rebrand it of how we're going to make it ours moving forward. But it is new to us, and we just actually started last Sunday with rehearsals.
Oh, cool.
So this is a program reaching Central Wisconsin musicians and students in grades 6 through 12. We go as south as Adams and Juneau County, as north as Langlade, nice. Marathon, Lincoln counties. And so we have students coming from all over the place, 6 through 12, joining our Philharmonia, which is usually a younger beginning group, and then our symphony orchestra, which is usually prone to upper middle school and high school students.
Okay.
Our first rehearsal is this last Sunday, so rehearsals are on Sundays. Our first concert is in November, right before Thanksgiving.
Oh,
so it's just one concert a term.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have about 50 students registered, so we're looking
That's
to vamp
good.
That up.
Okay.
And we're looking for more students.
Cool.
So we are able to allow registrations until the end of the month, even though you'll be missing a few first rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
But new students can join us until September 30th. Still jump on board, still learn everything, have enough, you know, time on hand to prepare, and then join us at that first concert in November, and then register for the whole year and join us back in January.
What an opportunity for a young person to be able to do something like that. And whatever they do with that instrument going forward, having this moment, for one, they're always going to be able to talk about it. But the information, the knowledge that they might be able to get working with some older people, working with some people that have been doing it for a while, just as a young artist myself, getting to work, every bit of almost all the skill I got was from working with older artists, was working with people that knew what they were doing and learning from
them. It's the coaching,
And
being on campus and having folks involved and UWSP music students.
Yeah, people really know what
they're doing.
We
have a lot of mentorship and coaching with this program.
That's so cool.
That's wonderful.
So, again, if people are interested in donating, they want to maybe have their kids involved in this or any of the above that we've talked about today, how can people get in touch with you, Tessa? How can people find out more?
Absolutely. So for CWSO and our Youth Symphony Orchestra program, everything can be found at cwso.org. Short and simple, hopefully.
Yeah, it works.
And our phone number is 715-345-7726. And people can call and ask some of those questions if they need. But everything and all that information will be found on our website, and we're happy to answer any questions people might have.
Very cool. Thank you. Kim, same question, encourage.
Absolutely. Give us a call at 715-423-3863 or reach out to us on email, hello@encouragecf.org, or our website is encouragewithanicf.org.
Always appreciate the time. Always good to see you, Kim.
Great to see you.
And great guest. Nicely done. Tessa, great to meet you. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you. You as well.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. 2 weeks after a daring prison escape, a massive manhunt in Pennsylvania is over.
After spotting him with thermal imaging, two teams with police dogs quietly encircled Danilo Cavalcante in a wooded area.
The dogs subdued him. And team members from both of those teams immediately moved in.
Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens of the Pennsylvania State Police says Cavalcante suffered a dog bite resisting arrest, but the fugitive who murdered his ex-girlfriend in front of her small children is now back behind bars. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
The White House says Iran will have limited access to more than $6 billion in funds the U.S. is releasing to get five Americans back home. National Security spokesman John Kirby.
The U.S. will have visibility and will be able to engage in oversight about where the money was going and for what purpose. If Iran tries to divert the funds, we'll take action and we'll lock them up again.
The U.S. will also release five Iranians. Senators in Washington are discussing the future of AI today and its potential impacts. Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, and Elon Musk all had input.
The reason that I've been such an advocate for AI safety in advance of sort of anything terrible happening is that I think the consequences of AI going wrong are severe. So we have to be proactive rather than reactive.
He's pushing for a federal agency to oversee it. AI has been a big part of the writers and actors strikes in Hollywood, and today thousands marched in L.A. from Netflix to Paramount with their demands. SAG President Fran Drescher.
It's because of these top-tier, highly greedy, self-absorbed executives that frankly are ruining it for everybody but themselves.
They have been on strike for 2 months now. Writers have been on strike since May. El Chapo's wife has been released from prison after serving nearly 2 years of a three-year sentence for helping the drug kingpin run his criminal empire. She'll now serve 4 years of supervised release, El Chapo serving a life sentence. And Utah Senator Mitt Romney made a surprising announcement today. He will not seek re-election.
The next generation of leaders